And we invite you, wherever you are, whether you're at home or whatever, to kind of kick your shoes off and put your feet up and lean back and get yourself a cup of coffee or something and just relax and join us in enjoying some very quiet and romantic and relaxed music for a couple of hours.
Whoops-a-rat.
Welcome to the Saturday Night Progressive Rock Outpost. Welcome to the Gagley Archives, your weekly progressive rock reference guide and the definitive source for the progressive rock collector. Tonight is program 1006 for those of us online. Tonight we're going to feature an exclusive in-studio interview in just a bit with keyboard legend and composer Patrick Mraz. Patrick will join us for an extended interview to talk about the recent reissues of his catalog and his illustrious career as well. Also feature new music from the Prague Quebec label. Some reissues of the band Lasting Weep. And we'll also continue on with our spotlight on Guru Guru, one of the premier krautrock bands of all time. Going to kick things off tonight with an album that Patrick will be joining us right after we feature a cut from. This was the album Main Horse. And we're going to kick it off here with the track Introduction. Fog lines are open at 609-894-8900. You're listening to the Gagley Archives, program 1006.
We'll be right back.
Music right there from Main Horse. That was the introduction, and joining us in our studios tonight, Mr. Patrick Moraz. How are you tonight,
sir? Oh, very well, very well. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me on the program as well.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, it was so warmly received the last time we had you on in 05 that we had to do it in a two-part special.
Oh, really?
And the audience, it was one of our most downloaded radio shows.
So, fantastic.
Hey, don't thank me. You're the man. So we just played a track from Main Horse, and off the air we were talking about this album. This was one of the first.
My first recording with my own group called Main Horse. And we had two English players at the time, and we were both from Europe,
right,
Switzerland. But I had auditioned those guys, the English guys. Out of 250 drummers and maybe 180 guitarists in a few days in London, and having found no drummer at the end of the 3 days kind of auditioning session, a kid arrives with he kind of kicks his drum around the studio. He was in a bad mood. He had he looked like the guy do you remember there was a great album by Blind Faith.
Yeah. Oh,
at the time,
you know, one and only album.
It was the front. We don't know if it was an androgyne, you know,
right,
like a girl or a guy,
right,
with
the plane she's holding.
Holding the plane. But that kid looked exactly like that, and he was like 16 years old at the time. I had to go and ask the permission to his mother to bring him to Switzerland with us, and he was unbelievable, man. He was a John Bonham. As you can, a John Bonham aficionado, as you can understand when you listen to Main Horse, you know, he had that kind of technique already and the chops, and he could play everything. And the guitarist, kind of the same thing, was 18 years old, and he was he could play any lick, you know, like he could play like Jimmy Page, Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck. You name it, you know, and all these guys, he could play the blues, you know, and those guys really for being able to communicate through their own music, because that's the way we were talking. We hardly spoke English ourselves, you know.
Yeah.
And we used to play the blues and all kinds of other cover versions of other material. Then I started to really write for the group.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the arrangement that you've heard of this piece called Introduction on Main Horse is a very complex arrangement, very difficult to play. And we've been rehearsing this piece long and large, you know, for many days, many weeks maybe, before going on the road. And we used to play it at least two or three times a day, maybe even four times, depending on which sets, how many sets we were going and doing in the clubs, especially in Germany. You
know? And how long was the time period of Main Horse's live thing?
It lasted about a good 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, before we entered the studio, we had several renditions, several kind of formats of Main Horse. Started with as a six-piece.
Right.
With two drummers and two guitarists, and then we streamlined it down to four, you know.
Yeah.
But it was really a fantastic time. I mean, you know, we're playing all the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
And it was around, what, 70, 71?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 69.
Right.
69, 68 even. 68, 69, 70. And I was also doing soundtracks for movies at the time.
Very early.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, and actually, in the Main Horse album, there's one piece called Morty Vicar,
right,
and which is a very simple little melody, and that was actually one of the film soundtracks that was taken for a movie, and then I did a revisited version of it a few years ago for a 90-piece symphony orchestra, you know,
wow,
and it sounded really fantastic. But also there is another piece called In the Pale Sky on Main Horse, which you know, has to do with the guy who smokes a joint.
Right.
And you know, he's being caught. He has to go to Mexico, and he's being chased by the police and so on. You know, of course, it's all imaginary.
Right.
But that piece was the basis of another movie score that I wrote for a very very a cult movie at the time made in Switzerland called La Salamandre.
Okay.
And which was extremely successful. It has become, for the last, 30 years now, shown all over the world in colleges, universities, and film schools, and so on, and festivals. You know.
But it must have been a huge honor to have your music. I mean, because I know that you were a prodigy. We when you and I spoke back in 05, I mean, you were playing at 3 years old.
I started violin when I was three, and
and you hated it.
And I didn't like it at all for 2 years, and then so I started piano, and I was hiding, and in the back stage of the theater that my dad was managing, and I found an old battered piano, and I started to play a little bit and compose my own stuff. But I was not a prodigy, I've seen some prodigies, and at the time I've seen some prodigies who were my age, and they could play Chopin, Beethoven, Mozart, just like that, you know.
Yeah, but you're the man.
But they didn't compose their own music.
Right.
However, It's later that I became much more prolific, as well.
Yeah.
Composing.
Yeah. And you did a lot of stuff. I mean, we're going to cover a lot tonight. but you went to school. Was it at Lausanne? Am I saying that correctly?
Lausanne?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that, and what was that experience like being there?
Well, I had the privilege and the pleasure to know a very, very, very prominent and famous teacher at the time. She used to come from Paris, and her name was Nadia Boulanger.
Okay.
And she was the authority on harmony and counterpoint, and she was doing master classes, although I was not really allowed to be in the master classes at the time.
Right.
I kind of sneaked in, but I got to know her, and she gave me some private lessons and showed me more, the gist of how to improvise on any given chord or harmony or line or even two or three notes and so on.
Yeah.
And that's really what my forte was. And I decided to excel as much as possible in that genre, in that format.
Yeah. Now, when, of course, after the time of 1970 Main Horse, you moved on to forming a new band, Refugee.
That's right. Yes. Yeah.
And, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about that.
Great.
And from being a young DJ back in 1991, it was one of the first things I ever played on the radio.
You were not even born, man.
Right? Yeah. I know. For me, it was the first. It was a big deal. Like to me, it was like like this. I can't believe nobody else plays this on the radio. But now it's like, we talked off air about how clean they sound now and how beautiful these reissues and remasters sound. We're going to talk more about that.
Great.
Once again, friends, Patrick Mraz joining us in studio. And fog lines are open at area code 609-894-8900. Check out our website at gagliarchives.com. In the meantime, we're going to take a quick break and spend some more time with Patrick. Stay tuned.